Segment this morning, and joining me live in studio, a couple firefighters with the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. That's Assistant Chief Ted Jenkins and Assistant Chief Paul Peterson in studio this morning. Ted, Paul, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, appreciate you swinging by the studio this morning and discussing what the current needs are with Volunteer Fire Department, specifically the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. And Ted, we'll start with you this morning. It sounds like your agency, like many, many others, are looking for some new blood, looking for some new people to join the forces.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a nationwide problem with volunteer firefighters. There's a need for us here in the Valley. I know all three fire departments in the Valley are looking for new volunteers right now. And, as our communities grow each year here, it seems like we've seen an influx of our services, and we need to meet that demand with training and equipment and stuff like that. So, it's a great way to give back to the community. If your community want to get involved in our communities, and, it's not just fighting fire or doing extrications. It's, we're a family. We enjoyed a Christmas party with our families the other night, Saturday night, and we enjoy getting together and becoming that, having that camaraderie of firefighters, and it's not just all about firefighting. It's about joining our family, and we have that special bond with each other as we go through this training process and fighting fires and just responding to calls at 1-2 o'clock in the morning. It's something that kind of gives you a brotherhood here.
So. Certainly. I remember going to the Thane Volunteer Fire Department Christmas parties as a kid. My dad was a volunteer, and we were doing those when I was younger. So, Ted, tell us, you mentioned a lot of the reasons you do it. How long have you been a volunteer with the Thane Department?
I've been with Thane Fire Department for almost 15 years. I've served as a training officer a couple of different times and safety officer and assistant chief here for the last 4 years now, Paul and I kind of joined at the same time. We kind of came up through the ranks together. So we put a lot into this, a lot of time and effort. And it's like I said, it's that feeling of giving back to the community is one reason why I joined.
Certainly. And Paul, how about you? It sounds like it was about the same time. Why did you join, and why are you still doing it 15 or so years later?
Well, that's an easy question. I joined because I wanted to help out, wanted to do something, give back. I had a couple brother-in-laws at the time in the department, too. So it's a brotherhood. Like I said, it's kind of something to be proud of, give you something to be happy about, and think about. And the best part about staying in is, I'm over training right now. I love training guys. I love making guys better than I was or bring them up better than I am and give them all my knowledge and Ted's knowledge and see if we can learn new stuff every year together.
Well, Paul, it sounds like a training is up and coming, assuming you can get some people signed up for that, correct? Tell us about this.
Well, absolutely. We train every month. Second week of every month we have third week of every month we have a training. And we're always trying to do bigger and better things. We want to do a nice big car fire. And just the more guys we got, the easier that is to deal with. It takes a lot of work to put these big trainings together. We had a big building last month that we smoked up and got some live fire drills in there, and we want more guys to get involved in this stuff. So
Paul Peterson and Ted Jenkins in studio this morning with the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. So Ted, I understand that you are looking for anyone that's interested in signing up to be a volunteer. You have a training specifically for the new recruits, is that correct, that you're hoping to put together?
Absolutely, yeah. We're putting together a new recruit class, as we call it, cadet class. We would like to have as many people sign up that, even if you're just not quite sure if this is what you want to do, just sign up and come and test it out. We had a lot of guys that come up and sign up and they're just like, man, this is just not for me, but I want to support you. We've got a lot of different things we can do. We're kind of lucky because this cadet program that Thane Fire has, we do the Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2 class in-house. We can do all the tests and proctoring with Paul being. We're lucky to have Paul in our fire department as a proctor. Actually, all the fire departments in this valley are lucky to have Paul in this valley. We go through this Firefighter 1 training. It consists of book works and skills training. And then we meet on every the last Saturday of every month. We're probably going to start this at the first of next month, or the first of February, sorry.
So, Paul, Ted brought up a point I was going to ask you. It sounds like you do these trainings for the other departments around the Valley, too. Is that correct? If someone wants to be a volunteer in Alpine or Afton, do they have to go through those departments? How does that work?
Well, you have to pass tests. We've become, ever since 9/11, firefighting is all up to the same standard now. So we're all trained to the same standard. So we when we're all done, we'll be state-certified Firefighter 1 if you join. And so in order to do that, they have to take certain tests. They got to be proctored tests. And so before I became a proctor, you'd have to go either down to Cokeville to the nearest proctor, or sometimes even Riverton or whoever nearest to you is. But now they can just come call me up, make an appointment, and we can just meet them and do tests right here in the Valley. So we don't have to drive very far away. Everything can be done right here in Star Valley, right here in Thane if you need to.
So what do these tests consist of?
Well, it depends on which test you're taking. Now, to be Firefighter 1 certified, you got to have the Firefighter 1 test. Obviously, that's 100 questions of a huge book that you read over a few months, and to do hazmat, you know, there's a 50 question test to hazmat certification, and it just depends on what you're going into, whether it's Firefighter 1 or ADO. Or,
so a new recruit, for example, would do the one then?
Exactly, would do Firefighter 1 requirements, yeah, and we'd go over all that when they joined. It's not as difficult as it sounds. Really, we'd love to have some guys just a couple hours a month just give their time to us. You know, it doesn't take a long time. Like I said, meet on a Saturday, one Saturday a month, and have a couple hours. It's actually a lot of fun. I learned a lot through the Firefighter 1 program. There's a lot of information in there that's knowledge that you don't really think about every day until you go through this.
Yeah.
Don't let it scare you away. It's not as hard as it sounds.
Ted Jenkins and, again, Paul Peterson in studio this morning with the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. Ted, maybe just reiterate one more time the need for volunteers as both the community grows and as current firefighters retire. It sounds like it's something that's becoming a bigger and bigger need.
Yeah, absolutely. Thane Fire, we've lost a couple firemen this year due to retirement. You know, the guys we're getting some gray hair in our fire department. We need to get some younger blood coming in. Todd Erickson and Dale Turner retiring this summer, it's left a hole in our fire department. We need to fill that up.
It's sad when we're the younger boy.
Yeah. But and if you're interested in signing up or even just talking to us about it, you can jump on our website at thanefire.com and get an application, or give us a call at 880-FIRE, or just send us a message off Facebook.
Or if you know us, give us a
or
text.
Any Thane fireman.
Fire hall if you see us around. Holler at us.
Anything firemen can get you set up to get going to. So if you know somebody that's on the department.
And like you said, even if you're not sure.
Yeah, just stop by. It's not as hard as you think. A lot of people, you know, there's lots of rumors out there what you have to do. You know what? It's nothing hard. Just swing by, hang out with us, come see what you think. We'll talk you through everything, what you got to do. If it's not for you, no hard feelings.
And again, it's Ted Jenkins, Paul Peterson with the Thane Volunteer Fire Department. Anything we missed?
No, I think one thing we ought to kind of look or mention, I'd like to mention, is the volunteer firemen in the state. I actually qualify for a state pension. So if you put in so many years, you do get a state pension.
We get no money. Yeah, we get no compensation. I know that's not a good sales pitch, but the state does put together a pension. So when you've been on in fact, as soon as you get voted on, you can sign up for that pension, and they start putting money in that account right away.
Okay.
So that's all we can offer, but a good time. So
right. Yep, perfect. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning. It's on the SVI Radio Network.